America's largest teachers union, which advocated for closing classrooms and masking students during the COVID pandemic, is now rewriting history. The National Education Association has altered its 2025 Teacher's Guide, erasing Jews from the Holocaust. Here to set us straight on this development is Garion Finkel. He's a Young Voices contributor, opinion writer, and PhD student at Texas A&M University. Garion, tell us more about the NEA, erasing Jews from the Holocaust. So how can they consider themselves serious educators without teaching American children that the Nazis killed 6 million Jews? Who are they saying Hitler and his accomplices exterminated?
Oh, they're saying that Hitler and his accomplices exterminated minority groups without emphasizing the centrality of the Jews to the Holocaust. And what this really illustrates is that the National Education Association really isn't interested in education. It's a left-wing political arm that cares a bit more about Palestine than phonics. It cares more about distinguishing anti-Zionism from anti-Semitism than it does that making sure that our children are getting a quality education.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Welcome, friends and family in Christ. Imagine that, the teachers' unions rewriting history or editing history or having any changes in the public school textbooks. Has that ever happened before? Well, only for over 50 years. But I've got an expert to talk about this with me today, Dr. Jake Jacobs, back in studio. Welcome, brother.
Hey, David. It's always an honor to be here.
Thanks again for doing another podcast. He is the host of One Nation at Freedom Project Media. There it is. It's every Thursday, noon Central Time. You can also go to freedomproject.com. And on the Facebook page, they always put out our episodes. So, Jake, you said, and I want you to comment on the clip we opened the show with, you said the NEA is pushing to get the Jews out of the curriculum. This is part of the larger anti-Christian movement in education. Explain and whatever
else
you'd like to share.
You know, James Lindsay wrote the excellent book, The Marxification of Education.
I love him.
Right? And he talks about people like Henri Giraud and others who talk about the pedagogy of resistance, or Paulo Freire, teachers as cultural workers. And here's the point with this. Oh, we even saw the works of Howard Zinn being pushed by the NEA, this Marxist professor, number one book for American history. And, and here's the point, is that the National Education Association, when it originally started back in the 1800s, I think 1869, somewhere in there, was about the students. It was about a proper classic education with Christian roots in many cases, because that's the history of our nation. But the NEA has been, since World War II especially, and really kicking into the 1960s, the National Education Association, the largest teachers union in this country, has been taken over by hardcore leftist progressives who, in many cases, their worldview, their Weltanschauung, is predicated upon a very anti-Judeo-Christian worldview. It's secularism, postmodernism, it's anything goes-ism, except for the scriptures, the Bible, and the worldview associated with that. So therefore, I'm not surprised. I have fought that union when I was in a right-to-work state in Arizona in the 1980s, and I moved back to Wisconsin, my home state, and I got a teaching job at a public school, and I read their handbook, and I saw immediately in their handbook it was for Planned Parenthood, it was pro-death, it was for abortion, and they would take my money against my will and use that money not only to pay the head of the NEA, who makes $500,000 a year, and all the upper echelon within the leadership of the NEA, but to advance their actually hardcore leftist worldview. And it's real common in the world of leftism and atheism Judaism to go for the Jews. And as you know, the Jews are the people of the book. The Jews, Moses was Jewish. Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, all of them were Jews. The apostles were Jews. Our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, yep. is a Jew. Yep. And therefore, when they go for the Jews, their ultimate goal is to go, just to destroy the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Jews. Yeah. And this is where the NEA is. It is so poisoned with hatred towards who we are as a nation, the Judeo-Christian worldview, and therefore I'm not surprised that now within the leadership of the NEA, I'm not talking an indictment against 3 million teachers. There are far too many teachers who are buying this, but yep. the leadership now is pushing within their curricula yep. this very anti-historical, anti-Jewish yeah. agenda.
So, and this didn't happen overnight.
No.
Let's talk about what we're going to get back to this article where we opened up this clip for this podcast about the NEA rewriting history, the largest U.S. teachers union accused of erasing Jews from the Holocaust. And so this is what they're doing. And it shouldn't surprise us because of everything else they've rewritten, because of them becoming radicalized. So let's go back. If we have to go back before World War II, you mentioned that. We were talking about the Frankfurt School before we got on the podcast here right. today. What happened was a lot of the leaders over there, teachers and leaders, fled to America.
Over in Germany. Yep.
Yes,
Frankfurt,
Germany. From the Frankfurt School, yep. and they got into the universities, Columbia, Harvard. Am I missing anything? Berkeley?
Madison.
Can you sum that up for us, that
yeah,
history?
Well, you have people like Herbert Marcuse and Theodore Adorno and others. They happened to be, many of them, Jewish. I'm not buying the Jewish conspiracy claptrap that's out there. But they were rejectors of Judaism. They were rejectors of the Judeo-Christian worldview.
Well, the Bible.
Of the scriptures. Yep. The Bible, exactly. The Old Testament, the New Testament. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they were creating a new world, a new, to quote Marcuse, wow. utopic world.
New world.
And which is interesting because their philosophy was very dystopic, but they would pass it off to the kiddies in the 50s and the 60s as being a utopic expression of how we're going to destroy the old world. And it's not a coincidence that these teachers, by the way, many of them influenced the new generation leadership of the National Education Association, were not only anti-Jewish, they were actually anti-Christian.
Yeah.
They despised the fact that our republic is under God, that our republic, that our founding fathers, many of them were actually Bible-believing Christians of various denominations.
Yes.
And they were always lying about that, twisting it, inverting it, perverting it, to create a narrative that was a narrative of lies and deception.
So humanism, I remember John Dewey,
yes.
Secularism, so what happened where it reached the point in the 1960s that the Bible prayer, voluntary prayer, was taken out of the schools? That was the Supreme Court. So had the curriculum already been infested by that point, by the 60s?
That's interesting you mentioned that. William Buckley wrote a book called God and Man at Yale. I think it came out in 1951. He's the founder of Young Americans for Freedom in 1961. And he, in essence, says, America, wake up, because what's happening is a hyper-secularism, an anti-Christian hyper-secularism that is beginning to permeate into American educational institutions.
Hmm.
That's why he founded Young Americans for Freedom. Our former governor, Scott Walker, is the president of it yeah. today. And he did it because he saw Students for a Democratic Society, which was a socialist Marxist organization,
yes.
which was disseminating at the university level. These kids were graduating from college like who's the non-friend friend of Barack Obama? Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, right?
Right.
They
SDS.
Were the they were a radical branch.
Jim Wallace.
The Weather Underman, Jim Wallace. These were Students for a Democratic Society. They were anti-Christian, anti-Bible, anti-Jewish in many ways, anti-American republic under God, disseminating these lies,
yeah.
and then that creates a new generation of teachers, which creates another new generation of teachers, and here we are. And the yeah. Zoomers are being profoundly influenced by organizations like the National Education Association or the American Federation of Teachers. They're not about the kids in a good classical sense of the word. They're about money, power and dissemination of brainwashing, progressive leftism, anti-Christianity.
I like how you said hyper-secularism, because we've got to use that now. We know what secularism is, but now they've taken it up a notch.
Absolutely.
They become radical. By the way, you and I were both writing books around 2010. You wrote, I think, Mobocracy.
Yes.
And I was writing Eradicate, Blotting Out God in America. We were both writing about what was happening with the teachers' unions, what was happening with Governor Scott Walker, what was happening in Madison, Wisconsin with the protests. They had tables set up for the socialists of America, and the radicals were there with holding up the fists, communist fists, at the Madison Capitol, state capitol in Wisconsin.
It's interesting. Do we have a picture of it here? Yeah, the Mobocracy. Look at the subtitle, The Cultural and Political War to Destroy Our Republic Under God. Now, not only was it about my experience as a public school teacher defending Governor Scott Walker, I went down to Madison. And I couldn't believe it. He was called Adolf Hitler, yeah. Joseph Stalin, and there were a lot of educators, the National Education Association, the WEA, Wisconsin Education Association, the state branch of the National Teachers Union, the American Federation of Teachers were there.
They skipped school and they brought their students, too.
They cut out school. And I went there on the weekend. I didn't skip school. Right? I had friends of mine.
Let it be known.
Many friends of mine who actually did skip school and went down there were sending me pictures, etc. But when I went down, I was blown away at the radicalness that I saw, because I saw an amalgamation of Marxists, socialists, progressives, leftists, teachers' unions, all screaming and hollering, you know, this is what democracy looks like, and Governor Walker is Hitler. And you can see, in fact, many of these organizations, if you went into their website, and I would come back to the high school and show my students this, the principal got upset over that because I was exposing what they were about, is I was showing them their websites, and they were eulogizing and loving Karl Marx and Frederick Engels, the writer of the Communist Manifesto, who was very anti-Christian, you know, satanic individuals from world history.
Yep.
And so this is important for us to understand, that these teachers' organizations, they're not about the well-being of our young people in this country.
Not anymore.
They are about money and power and brainwashing, indoctrination of hardcore leftism. That's why I'm profoundly disappointed, but I'm not surprised they've gone this route of de-Judaizing, this Jew-hating understanding. It used to be, when I was at teachers' conferences back in the 80s and 90s, we would get incredible information about the Holocaust. And I would bring in Holocaust survivors with their tattoos from the Nazis that were put on their arms. And they were at Auschwitz and Mauthausen and Belzec and Treblinka. And now we have the largest teachers' union taking out the very essence of why there was a Shoah, why there was a Holocaust. This is, to me, this is demonic activity.
It is.
It really is. And it's not a coincidence. We talked about all what's happening in America with all these Marxists in America curricula. But if you go back to Germany, 1930s, it was at the university where the so-called greatest universities known at that time, Heidelberg and Berlin and Bonn, that's where a lot of National Socialism, the brainwashing, was disseminated, was spread throughout the schools, from the university down to the high school, down to the middle schools, down to kindergarten, all the way through.
It's interesting how they started there. They came here. They got into the colleges, universities here. They taught the next generation this. They became the new leaders, the new teachers, and here we are. By the way, I come from a family of teachers, my mom, my dad, my sisters, and uncle. Very different time now than the 60s and 70s and what's been happening. So back to the article, we just got a minute here to talk about this, and then we'll take a brief pause. The Democrat National Education Association doesn't seem to be as interested in education because, as that man said in the opening clip, it is a left-wing political arm. Politics are always going to be the flavor of the day. How did you survive so long? How do teachers that don't want their money going to Planned Parenthood and Democrat campaigns and the LGBTQ and sexualized curricula and now anti-Semitism in this curriculum, they're removing the Holocaust. What do teachers do that are Christian or conservative? Can they even speak up anymore?
Well, I was in the principal's office more often than not. I mean, I had a file that thick. The kids would laugh. They go,
"You're a troublemaker."
Dr. J is going down to the office again. Because, Dr. Jacobs, are you teaching that Christianity was a major impact on American history? And I'm like, well, yes. Why would you do that? Well, because, sir, it's true.
Yeah.
You know, would have quotes from the founding fathers and or from American presidents about our Judeo-Christian heritage that upset them in many cases. But I would always say to them, look, I have been hired to teach the truth, and I will not kowtow to what the union says to do, what the all-encompassing popular or curricular of that time period. And I paid a price for it, but it's more important to stand up for the truth like you do here at Worldview Matters than it does to kowtow to the powers that be.
So were you able to not have your dues go toward the union, or
partially? Some of the money actually eventually, because I filed where they had I forget the name of the law now, forgive me for that, but you can, in essence, could file and some of your money would come back to you. Because I didn't know this, because I was in a right to work state in Arizona, came to Wisconsin, and my boss just laughed and said, "That's the union, Jake. That's if you want to be a teacher, a public school teacher in Wisconsin, you have your money automatically. They don't ask you, they just take it." And I said, "But I don't want them to use that money to go for Planned Parenthood or any other hardcore left-wing cause." It didn't matter at
Didn't matter.
Time. Yeah.
Friends, this is the state of American education now. We've got to put education in air quotes, unfortunately. But when we come back from our brief pause here, we are going to play a clip. There's so many, it was hard to choose. We're going to play a brief clip, a little speech from both teachers' unions leaders. You may or may not be surprised based on whether you are familiar with them. It is, to me, they're demonic. They're radical, hardcore leftist. And we're going to play that when we come right back with Dr. Jake Jacobs on Worldview Matters.
Today's show is brought to you by Harbingers Daily, world news biblically understood. Stay informed at harbingersdaily.com.
All the things. Our colleagues are depending on us to win all the things. Keep going, NEA. To preserve our democracy, we must win all the things. Delegates, we won't go back. We will keep going forward because we are the NEA. We are the NEA. We are the NEA. And that's what we do.
When the history books are written about this moment, let them record that we, the people, united, mobilized, and voted down this existential threat to democracy and freedom, that we continued the march for progress, that we laid the foundation for a better future, and that we sought to create a more perfect union. Progress is possible. Keep marching.
Keep marching. Keep marching.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. So I want to say one thing, and then I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Jake Jacobs for his comment on the two bosses. We also have a clip that we didn't play for you where Becky Pringle was shouting, "We will say gay, we will say trans, we will stand up for the LGBTQ and everything else." And so we know exactly where they stand and what their worldview is. My question is, why don't more Christian parents remove their kids from this system? That's for another pod. We talk a lot about that with Alex Newman and others. So, Jake, they're radicals. They had recommended reading on their website, the NEA website, at
Saul
one point
Linsky.
In time. It was Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky and many other books like that.
was recommended for their teachers. Go ahead and share.
No,
whatever
that's
you
interesting
want.
Because Saul Alinsky, as you know, was the mentor of Hillary Clinton. I mean, she was a friend of his. She admired him. And yeah. Saul Alinsky was a hardcore leftist radical, socialist radical, who in essence said that the ultimate radical is Lucifer.
Lucifer,
yes.
So they wanted the teachers to follow along those lines.
And sadly and unfortunately, these teachers' unions, and I've had many teaching colleagues, great teachers, love the kids, they were phenomenal. And a number of them, they would see through it. They could see through the lies and deception. But the teacher, when she's screaming all the things, what she's simply saying is all the things within our worldview, yeah. All the things with what matters to us, LGBTQ, all the things means anything goes, yeah. Is what it boils down to. And then when Randy Weingartner, I think it was she the American Federation Teachers,
yep.
Yeah, head, makes $500,000 a year, right? She said it's an existential threat. That's really common for them to say it's an existential threat. They fear individuals. They fear Freedom Project Media, Freedom Project Academy. They fear Worldview Matters, One Nation. They fear individuals who are saying, here we can do no other. Here we stand up for the truth. Because they know we're exposing the darkness of their bizarre yeah. anything goes worldview. Yeah. That's why to them it's an existential threat.
Hmm.
But we need to bring life and truth, historical truth, biblical truth, to the table, to the citizens of this country, because this teachers' union, they are hell-bent on destroying our heavenly values.
Yeah, well, and they've done a good job from a standpoint of evil.
Yes.
And Satan's perspective. They've done a good job as far as dismantling the Judeo-Christian worldview in education, and I got to use that air quotes again.
Dave, if I can just say this
yeah,
real
ahead.
Quick. You mentioned about Christian parents out there.
Yeah.
Look, I know that, you know, here I'm working with Freedom Project Media, and they have an incredible academy, Freedom Project Academy. And there are many other great Christian academies, classic yep. Christian academies out there.
A lot of options.
If my kids are grown now, they've left home quite a long time ago. But the fact is, if I was a young parent in this day and age, I would not send my kids to the government brainwashing schools in this nation. Because what you saw by the leaders of the teachers' union is reflective of the curricula that's being disseminated across this land from yeah. California all the way to Maine. And it's really sad stuff. It's poisonous.
Yep. So we're running out of time, but I want to talk about the union's purpose. Because they advocate for the teachers, but they're not really doing. They're telling the teachers this, like you said, you had no choice. Most teachers don't have a choice. Their money has to go to the union for these left-wing, radical, demonic causes. Now,
they're in essence. Look, like when we talked about the early history of the NEA, it was actually for the students. Its creation was for the students.
Wow.
But they quickly, their paradigm shifted a long time ago, where what they are is they're for the advancement of the power of the teacher. As long as the teacher works within the paradigm or within the construct of a leftist worldview.
Yep.
And in a teacher who does not work within that paradigm, that teacher becomes an enemy to the National Education Association. Yep. I experienced it all over the place with the WEA, yeah. the NEA, over and over again, because I dare to counter their yeah. their this devious narrative, which was a lie of American history and the biblical text.
So the NEA guide now apparently revises history by stating, back to the original point, that Israel, the state of Israel, was founded through forced violent displacement and dispossession. Is there any mention of the San Remo Conference or the Balfour Declaration, Arab counties continually waging war against Israel in 1948? No, there's no mention of it at all.
See, this is the danger of what the NEA is doing. Okay. They theoretically are saying we're giving a balanced presentation of history. They're not. They're giving a very anti-Jewish, anti-Israel.
Yep.
They don't mention the fact that before Israel ever became a nation,
that the Muslims were calling for a jihad, an extermination of the Jews. And then when the United Nations voted to make Israel a nation, and Israel became a nation May 14th of 1948, mm-hmm. what did the five Arab nations surrounding Israel do? They called for the extermination, the annihilation of the Jews, a jihad. Yep. We will finish off the Jews. And so when the so-called Nakba that they talk about, when these Palestinian, they become refugees, when Golda Meir goes to Haifa, and says, stay here, we'll live together in peace. They said, no, our leaders told us they're going to kill you all, throw you into the sea, and then we'll have your homes. Wow. Well, it didn't work. The Jews won. And this has been the continuing narrative, yep. by the Palestinians. There was no Palestinian entity, no Palestinian state. This is a mythological fabrication created by Yasser Arafat, who was born in Egypt, died in France as a multi-billionaire. It's quite true. And by the way, he worked with the Soviet Union to disseminate these lies. And here we're dealing with an education organization whose influence in the curricula across the country in thousands of high schools, where they're ignoring a major part of this history.
It's amazing that they will probably continue doing what they're doing, and they're getting away with it. They will get away with it because there's not, I don't know, there's limited accountability. There's not enough pushback. We don't have the voice that Tucker Carlson has here on Worldview Matters. I'm hoping we'll get to that point maybe one day, God willing, but that's out of my hands. So, Jake, we have 2 minutes left. Are most teachers, in your opinion, are most teachers nonpartisan? Do they go in with the right hope to actually educate, or do they know that they've got to be Democrat, they've got to be progressive or leftist or socialist, they've got to support things that do not align with the Bible? Do they know that going in? What are your thoughts?
And that's a good question.
Generally.
For my colleagues, when I defended Governor Walker and then I came from Fox News, they had an emergency faculty meeting. A number of them never talked to me again. A handful sent me emails that said, you are a horrible, evil teacher, the kids hate you. And I had a great rapport with my students. But the point is, I did have some take me aside and say, Jake, I agree with you. I believe everything you're saying, but I'm afraid because if I do, I could lose my job or I might get attacked. So I'm trying to be careful here.
Yeah.
I'm
you
wired
have to be
differently.
Careful.
You know,
yeah.
I there were a lot of great teachers who loved the kids. They were there. But then, unfortunately, what I've seen happening now more and more and more, especially with the Zoomer generation, not trying to rip on all the Zoomers, but more of them are drinking the poison Kool-Aid of leftism, and they're buying this bizarre anything goes world or queers for Palestine or whatever it may be, these contradictory, confusing worldview.
Yeah.
But more and more of these young educators are going that route. But happily, though, along the same juxtaposition, many of the Zoomers are turning to Christ. They're actually turning to the Lord.
There's a movement
happening in some universities in this country. So it's a mixed bag.
Yeah, it is a mixed bag. But friends, we just know this is society now. This is not surprising. You know, read the Bible. There's persecution. Paul promises it. Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. In me you will have peace. In this world, that's another story. But Jake, thank you for bringing in your perspective and your expertise. We could do a whole nother podcast or two or three. But just remember, friends, stand on the truth of God's word. That is where our hope is. His promises are true. We have an amazing salvation to look forward to if you're a Bible-believing Christian. So let's stand up for God's word, and let's try to do this in our culture one day at a time. Jake, again, thank you.
Shalom, shalom, David.
Shalom, shalom. Oh, so much to be discussed, but we'll do that again next time. God bless you, and as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.